This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just engaging and being involved. I watch you talking to each other. I watch you talking about issues that are going on here on the show. It's very good, and I appreciate it. That's really what it boils down to. It's whether I care about it or not, really. You know what I'm saying? So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the time that you're spending engaged and involved. You know, there's a lot going on, I love when they throw the stuff out on Fridays. You know, they throw it out the end of the week, day before, 2 days before, because there's not much you could do with it. People are on their way out, especially now it's summertime. People are on their way out to get go on vacation, get ready for vacation, all of that, which is great and wonderful and fun and fine and what you should be doing. It's the true American dream, right? You want to be able to, you want to be able to work your buns off all year, right? And then turn around and get that 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is, right? So anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Again, what's that? Oh, see, I know. When she's not in the room, the producer is not here, everything just goes to crap. Don't you guys know that? It's really that simple. Anyway, let's get back to it. I enjoy all this other stuff so much. Joe Scarborough, our friend, our morning show. That actually should be, although I couldn't do a morning show. You know me in the morning, right? Wouldn't go out. It would sound like Kermit the Frog. You know, a mix of Kermit the Frog and God, whoever else. With that low, what was his name? Wolfman Jack and Kermit the Frog together. Figure that one out, right? The White House. I mean, have you guys ever watched that Morning Joe show? It's the most depressing show known to mankind. And it doesn't matter what it is, because remember, when Obama did it, he was walking on streets of gold, right? Everything he did was perfect and wonderful and true and the best thing he could possibly want to do for the people of these United States. And then Trump steps in office, and it doesn't matter what happens while he's in office. The company is in a dark stage in its history. Think about it. Isn't that what it's about? So the White House came out swinging Friday against MSNBC star Joe Scarborough after the former Republican congressman compared the methods used in current immigration policy to the Nazis. Now, what he doesn't understand is that many of the policies currently being used were used under Obama. Speaking about the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders Thursday, in which she sparred with reporters over the separation of families attempting to try to enter the southern border, Scarborough accused Sanders of excessive lying on his morning show. So why is she lying so much, Scarborough asked. I don't know. I don't know children are being ripped from their mother's arms even while they're being breastfed. You know, do you remember when Janet Napolitano, under Billy Bob Clinton, I don't mean that physically, under Billy Bob Clinton when she was the Attorney General, do you remember her ripping that young boy out of the closet? Do you remember that? With the SWAT team members going in there, and the kid was in the closet with his uncle or something like that, and they had these true, real automatic AK-47s going in to take a young boy out of a house. Right? Was it a toddler?
Five. I think he was
under five. Oh, right. You weren't even that old. Right. So, and we needed all that firepower in case he went running or something. I don't know. That didn't seem to bother them, even back then. And the fact that he's trying to say, look at the picture that, you know, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I do a whole chapter on why do they have to lie to win? Maybe they feel like they have to lie to win because they don't have enough of the truth. I don't know. I this is not an answer. I have no answer for you. All I can say to you is I don't understand why they feel like, why they push at or try to or put lies out there because they think it's the only way they can win. Children are being marched away to the showers after being ripped out of their parents' arms and being told that they are like the Nazis. They said they were taking people to the showers and then they never came back. Well, gee, Joe, you think they're gassing those kids? What do you think? You think they're putting them in furnaces? What do you think? Just say it. You hate so much. You hate these, Trump and conservatives as a whole, you hate them. The only thing, the only people that you like, and you want to talk about fascism? You know, you guys on the left, I know some of you listen to the show. Look up the word fascism, okay? Look up what it truly means, and then look in the mirror. Because it's exactly what the far left is doing. Their viewpoint of us being fascists is them telling us what to do, what we should think, how we should act, how we should behave, and if we don't get in line, we're the fascists. Which shows that there is a mental problem there. Or a total misunderstanding of the English language. One of the two, I don't know. He said, you think they'd use another trick? Like, hey, they got a Slurpee room over there. We're going to take them over and get a Slurpee. Wink, wink. Right? He said, it's appalling. I mean, she said, it's appalling that Joe Scarborough would compare sworn federal law enforcement. You know what's really funny? Here's the other hypocritical side of this. We can't call the generic, broad-brushed FBI... We can't call them corrupt, right? Because what do they respond with? Now, that's just not right. There's plenty of good men and women in the field at the FBI that are wonderful people, but Joe can do it. Dems can do it. The left can do it. It's okay. They're comparing sworn federal law officers to Nazis. How nice. Keep it up, though. I don't want the Dems to stop this. Talk to us more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
There's a guy for the job right there, Alice Cooper. Yeah, I'd give him the job. Whatever the job is, I'd give it to him. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you spend just being involved in a conversation. Okay? I mean, really. And if, again, like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're involved. I do appreciate the time that you pay attention, that you send me emails during the show, send me comments. Now, we were talking about Joe Scarborough and Morning Joe and how bad it really is. I mean, if you can stomach it, listen to the show for 15, 20 minutes in the morning. It is like 95% bash Trump because there's no other news going on except for the fact that We have got to catch him. We have got to do something. It is a derangement, okay? I mean, it was just it's like a derangement. It's also horribly insulting to the memory of the 6 million Jews who perished in the Nazi Holocaust. Think about this. They're dumbing down the Hitler thing. They are making it of no effect again, like they've done with so many other words, like racism. They're dumbing it down. Come on, guys, think this through. Even if you hate him, you hate Trump. Think about what you're calling American soldiers. You're calling American Border Patrol people. You're putting them in line with, you're holding them up to people that gassed other human beings, that starved other human beings to death, that killed other human beings. Really? Is this, we've gone past politics and right into pure, unadulterated, evil hate. Not only is Scarborough's rhetoric shameful, his facts, as usual, with the vitriolic left, are false. Flat out false. When American citizens break the law, they are constantly separated from their children. You heard me and Xander joking about it earlier. When if I go rob a bank, steal from somebody, embezzle from my boss, guess where I'm going? I'm going to jail. And it doesn't matter whether I have one child, no child, or 16 children at home. They are going to rip me away from my family. And guess what? My family isn't going to have an income. They're going to have to live off the government or other family members. Why don't you care about that? Oh, because the people coming over the border, they're just running away for a better life. They're just trying to do a better... No. Don't broad brush. They're not all doing that. And that pizza guy that was just ripped... Pizza dad that was just ripped away from his kids, not only did he break the law to begin with, not only did he ignore the law, he continued to hide from the law. He continued to break the law. He knew exactly what he's doing. He figured if he had a wife from America and he had kids on the soil in this country, this would be a non-issue. Sorry, you're wrong. Now, it's unclear to me as to why Scarborough thinks that, hey, not a big deal. If they're already here, we should let them stay. We should let them do all the... No. Not if you're openly breaking the law. Look, let's just stick with the pizza guy for a second. What's the difference between him... Let's say in 2010, Joe Smith got caught. Same family, same everything. The only difference is that there was no deportation. He actually lived here. He's actually an American citizen. Let's see that everything was pretty much the same. He was ordered to report for jail in 2010, right? You've been found guilty of embezzlement. We'll give you 30 days to get your stuff in order. And then, because you have bond up, we'll deal with it. And then you come in and turn yourself in. And he goes, okay, Your Honor, no problem. And what's he do? He starts hiding. Then he gets married. He has a couple of kids to make it look like, oh, I got a family. This isn't the same guy. This is a whole different guy. And. Then they find out through fingerprints or something that this is the guy. This is the guy that was found guilty, should be going to jail, and has been running from the law ever since. Oh, but he's got a family. He's married. We can't do this to him. We can't do this to his kids. What's the difference? I'm asking because I'm curious. What's the difference between the two? Right? I haven't seen anybody on the Dem side get totally miffed about that. Now, they do at times when there's drug pushers in prison, people that have committed murder or have been accused of or pleaded down to involuntary manslaughter. They have a heart for those people. They want those people to be let out of jail early. Especially the drug dealers that were selling drugs by schools. I mean, that's okay, too. That was a big whoop. The kids weren't buying them anyhow. You know, if Joe Scarborough actually cared about keeping illegal alien families together, he'd use his platform to support the Trump administration's effort to close the loopholes in federal immigration laws. Help them fix the law. Help them change the law. Don't help them or encourage them to break the law. Also, during the segment featuring Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, some of you might know better than me. you know, here's two people putting out all kinds of moral, telling us how to live our lives morally, but weren't they both married and cheating on their spouses with each other? I mean, seriously. See, they want to throw that up with Donald Trump. They want to hold him accountable for something he did years and years ago, but not them. Because just because they're news people, they're famous people. You can't do that to them. John Heilman and Willie Geist, a former Republican, parsed, in his estimation, Sanders was lying or simply ignorant for somebody quoting the Bible as much as she's quoting the Bible. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how religious they get? Now, look, we all fall short. I get that, because some of my Christian friends are going to get mad at me here. But you don't righteously quote the Bible from behind the microphone, behind the camera, when you openly and try to say that your adultery with your partner there, sitting next to you, was okay and right, because the both of you were truly in love with each other, unlike your marriages. God doesn't say stay together as long as you love each other. He commands you to love each other. You're supposed to be working together to stay together and to love each other. And then if you fall short, you ask God for help. You don't go looking at the partner sitting next to you thinking it's all about sex, because it's not. What she's forgotten, or what Joe has forgotten, is there's also a commandment against lying, Joe, bearing false witness of your neighbor. It's also not biblically based that you rip children from their parents. I believe it was Jesus Christ of Nazareth who said, "Let the little children come." He didn't say to the U.S., Mika. And this is what this is my problem with you hypocrites on the left who want to quote the Bible. Quote it in context. Right? All right, I'm going to go calm down. I'll be back in a minute. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee like I'm going to, and come on back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 real joke. 855-732-5560. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me and put up with me. I love the nice messages. I really do. Some of you send me interesting messages, to say the least. And some of you send me not so nice messages. And somebody's sending me nice messages, so it's always cool. I read them. I try to go through them. I can't keep up with you guys in the chat room during the show, obviously. I know you guys think I'm smart. I am not that smart. I'm not as smart as some of you give me credit for, so don't bother. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And we were talking earlier, not earlier, on the other side of the break, Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe. And, you know, every once in a while, I love these lefties who throw out these Bible quotes with no context whatsoever. Now, I'm not a scholar. I've been studying the Bible for a while. Some of you know, I'm probably not as outspoken as some of you, but I am an outspoken Christian. I'm not going to let you pound on me, pound on my belief, or pound on my God, for that matter. Not that he needs me to defend him. I mean, he did create the universe without asking me what it should look like, but I'm good with that. But I love how these people try to throw that whole thing on you, like we're supposed to take care of everybody. We're supposed to make sure that all the sick people are taken care of. We could do a whole hour around all of that. Right? But when you make a stupid comment like it's not biblically correct to rip children from their parents, really? She said, because Jesus Christ of Nazareth said, let the little children come, period. No! No, read the whole scripture there. That whole context of that is, you let them come to him, you don't keep them from going to Christ like you guys espouse on a regular basis, like on the elementary school levels. You can't talk about God, you can't talk about Jesus, you can't do any of that stuff. What about that, Joe Scarborough? Excuse me, let's be clear, because I don't have a problem with that at all. Joe and Mika, what's your problem with that? Why can't you finish? Why? Because it would expose you as the hypocrite you actually are. So he didn't say, let the little children come here to the U.S. He said, let the little children come to me, and don't keep them from coming to me, because you would be better off. You want to hear what your loving Jesus said? You would be better off having a millstone tied around your neck and been thrown into the water. You know why? Because there ain't no way you're getting the millstone. You ain't picking it up and getting it out of the water. You know why? Because it's the most dense, heaviest piece of stone, basically, that there is. It is used to grind wheat to that fine, fluffy, well, it used to be used for that. Now they use machines. But you know what I'm saying here, right? This is what I say to you. They take this stuff out of context. They study nothing. They know nothing. They just try to get you to feel guilty. Which is why there's so much fun for fodder here. And you can't just use a scripture here and there and pull them out as you need them, as you think you should use them. I wonder which one of her producers gave her that line, because I'm sure she didn't pull that one up on her own. You know? Where, Mika, did you not know that one about committing adultery? Right? Maybe you missed that one. I don't know. Or that did not apply to you at the time, because you didn't love your husband anymore. Anyhow, I just have to have fun with this. They bring it on themselves, so don't send me an email and tell me, well, that wasn't a Christian thing to do, Joe. I'm sure you have things in your life. I do. But I talk about them here all the time. I talk about the stupid things I've done all the time here. And I don't come off as a holier than thou, like I know the Bible better than you, and therefore I'm going to throw something out to try to make you feel bad. No, it doesn't work that way for me. I screwed up. You screw up. Was it ice cream? You scream. We all scream for ice cream. We all screwed up. You deal with it. You ask for forgiveness. You move on. You make it right. Yeah, I know. Breathe. Former Trump attorney says that the DOJ report wasn't nearly tough enough on Comey's appalling behavior. I mean, think about something. This was not the FBI, right? This was Comey's KGB. This was his little powerful domain. They are, I mean, technically them, the CIA, right? I mean, these guys are among the most powerful agencies on the planet. President Trump's former personal attorney, John Dowd, told Fox News that the Justice Department watchdog report on the FBI's actions during the Clinton email investigation wasn't tough enough on the FBI director. Now, the report was released yesterday, and the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz called Comey's insubordinate and deviation from well-established, not suggestions, well-established department policies. Dowd told Fox News in an email that the clear evidence of his usurpation, really, of power violated his oath. And material false statements in the public and the Congress, all to conceal his own misconduct. Right? When it came to, you know, not issuing a criminal complaint, but suggesting a criminal complaint be issued against Mrs. Clinton. And the left right now is not dealing with any of the details in it. They're just coming back to how this really doesn't mean anything. There was nothing there. It was a nothing burger and all that other fun stuff, right? Now, he also said that the relationship between the Rod Rosenstein and Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller and their tight relationship with Comey over the years is a problem, and I agree. I don't know how you do that. Right? It would be like making, well, maybe that would be the same. I was going to say, it would be like making Bill Clinton the Attorney General investigating Mrs. Clinton. But I don't know for sure whether he would give her a clean bill of health. Oh, Trump himself told Fox News. He said, I think Comey was the ringleader of this whole den of thieves. Letters newly obtained by Fox News, which were written in the summer and the fall of 2017, revealed that Dowd and another Trump attorney, Mark Kasowitz, had deep reservations about Comey's credibility as the main witness, or called witness one in the paperwork. In a blistering 13-page letter hand-delivered to Mueller on June 27th, Kasowitz elaborated his concerns about Comey, whom he called Machiavellian, after the former FBI testified before the Senate Select Committee. I mean, think about the look on his face during that. Go back and look at some of the YouTube clips. You talk about somebody. Do you guys remember when Mr. Obama and Romney were debating? And I remember I had a body language expert on, and we were talking about his body language. Obama was sitting back in the chair, legs crossed out in front of him, sitting back in the chair with his right arm over the edge of the chair. And the look on his face, now at first, just me doing it because, I'm that guy on the right and I hate everybody on the left, Not true, but it's what they believe. So he's sitting back in his chair, his arms over the right side of the chair, and I kept saying, look at him. He's looking like he's, what am I doing here? You mean nothing. You mean nothing to me. I don't know what the heck I'm doing here. I shouldn't have to put up with this garbage. And guess what? I was right. We found out later on that he had an attitude, which he doesn't understand why he didn't have to deal with Congress. He forgot that he's not a dictator. He forgot that he's not the king. Anyway, apparently Fox also reached out to the DOJ and the Office of the Special Counsel for comment on those letters and some of the information that just surfaced, and they've surfaced. They got no feedback. Now, new details on Comey's reliance on his friend and go-between, and the guy that he uses for a leaker, that Columbia Law Professor Dale Reichman, that's perfect. Right there in the footnotes of the OIG report. Now, again, when you start talking about everything that took place, they're going to tell you, well, they're just little things. It's not a big deal. They don't really mean much anything. Well, they mean a whole bunch. They really do. Because even if you break the law a little bit, you're telling me that it's okay? Right? Well, what about us? Can we do it? Well, look at it. I know it said 55, but, 61 is not much bigger. 65, well, it's a little faster, but it's really not a big deal. You know what I mean? It's okay. I only stole, he had a $3,000 day. I only stole $150 out of the cash register. What's the big deal? I mean, listen to how they're laying this out. This is craziness, people. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Yes, I'm done with this one. A lot more after the break. Don't go far.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back. Oh, my God. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do really do appreciate the time that you're with us in the chat room. Just being part of the conversation, right? I really do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. And I really think you need to get engaged and involved. Whether it's with me, find another show, I can't imagine, but you find another show that you like, that you want to be part of, that you can get informed with, do it. But make sure that you really truly can get involved. That you really truly can engage. The University of Connecticut says that Muslim professor quickly retired after students complained that he required them to remove their shoes. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Say the Bismillah before entering the office. Now, the Bismillah is an Arabic phrase meaning in the name of Allah. Felix Koh, a professor of biology, had posted signs on the door to his office directing students to remove shoes before entering, knock first, and then request entry. Wow, to a classroom. That's interesting. I never had to do that with any of my teachers, unless they had the door closed. Very few of them ever had the door closed. Unless they knew I was coming down the hall, then it was a whole different story. The footage in the video was originally taken in December 2017. I'm not going to play, well, you can make, obviously you can hear the sound too. It contains an audio clip from an unspecific date of Ko interacting with a student who saw that his door was open and was trying to ask about where another professor was. This professor starts to yell, "Get the hell out of here. I don't want to see you." After she asked him why she needed to remove her shoes to enter the office, he just started yelling at her. He said, "I'm a Muslim. You don't come into my office with dirty shoes. That's a curse." What if I had little rubber things at the bottom of my shoes and took them off when I got there? No, that wouldn't matter. Video also contains more footage from December of two men approaching Ko in his office. They said, "I want to know why these signs are necessary," one of the men asked Ko. "Why would a student have to take his shoes off? It makes no sense." He said, "Because I'm a Muslim and I don't want them coming into my office with dirty shoes. But this is your office. This is not a prayer place," the man tells Ko. "We have a separate place for prayer." He said, if Christian put in here in Jesus' name, would this happen? "You can't properly resolve the issue in a manner that respects the rights of all involved and affirms that the university's values of civility and inclusivity will be upheld. Regarding the instance, the sign that had directed guests to proceed their conversations with a specific Arabic phrase was immediately removed at the university's direction. That particular faculty member has since retired in time so he wouldn't have to go through the embarrassment of being asked all these questions." Listen, and again, not trying to, I know plenty of good Muslim people. If this was a Christian teacher, you want me to go through the list that we've done, the shows that we've done? They would have pretty much been fired the next day. They wouldn't have been given the option to resign. Because when you resign, you can go to work somewhere else. When you're fired, not so much. You think that's fair? I'd love to hear what you guys say in Facebook or wherever. Do you think that's fair? This is what I've been saying. I said it earlier today. It's not equality they want. By any stretch of the imagination, they do not want equality. They want control. It's really that simple. They don't, you know, they're not interested in hearing both sides of the issue. They're interested in driving home only their side of the issue, because only their side of the issue is the one that truly matters. Right? I love these stories. These are the ones I love to end the week with. Georgetown University's law school library appears to have taken down a webpage encouraging students to donate time and money, but only to those programs that are good for the people. And they only listed left-wing activist groups. Isn't that nice? TFP student, that Georgetown University student, and what's it called? TFP Student Action. They're an organization that promotes traditional values, launched an online petition after noticing the webpage, which encouraged students to support organizations such as Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Pro-Choice America. It was really funny. NARAL used to send me updates all the time. They used to send me requests for interviews. And then I would respond and go, "Sure, I'd love to have that person on." You know, because they're like pro-abortion, even in the middle of, giving birth. And every time they would turn me down, and I know why they turn me down. I mean, they're sending me requests. I'm responding to the request, and then they turn me down. Isn't that like insanity? Well, I stopped getting the requests now, too. I wonder why. The Center for Reproductive Rights, the National Organization for Women, now Emily's List, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the criminal organization in and of itself, a lying criminal organization center, Lambda Legal, and a whole host of others. The original page, a guide called A Brief History of Civil Rights in the United States, is no longer available, either because it was not formed properly, because the page has been deleted. Other pages bearing the same name, appears on an online search results, but not visible on site. You know, you think about that. The interweb is forever, almost. Unless you're a president or up at that level, they'll find ways to scrub it. But because things are cached, they're sitting on machines for another, there's always a copy of it somewhere. One way to resist oppressive oppression is to strengthen the organizations that fight against oppressors. At least that's what the school says. You can make a change, even if it's just an hour a week, a dollar a week. If we give just a little, it adds up and keeps our civil rights, our environment, our nation from being destroyed. The problem is that when it comes to arguing with the left, there are two different attitudes or mindsets as to what's fair and balanced. Pointing out that Georgetown is the oldest Catholic university in America, TFP argued that Georgetown should know better and encouraged supporters to sign a petition addressed to Georgetown president. The petition had racked up about 13,500 signatures, which was more than 10,000 they were looking to have. You can't be a good Catholic and at the same time favor Planned Parenthood. That's a true statement. You can't do it. The Pope has said it. The bishops have said it. I mean, Nancy Pelosi got an in-your-face for the Pope over this. When the God that you serve and love, or say you love, and that you serve, loves the little kid, Jesus said, you can't bring the little kids to Jesus if you keep killing them now, can you? Think about that. I told you, they only use this stuff when it works for them. Otherwise, they run away from it. Can't be a good Catholic at the same time favor Planned Parenthood, said TFP Director John Ritchie. He said that asserting that Catholic universities must never favor the culture of death, but rather should serve as bold champions. This is what we were talking about last night to my Christian friends. Stand up for what you believe in. Again, don't stick your finger in somebody's face. You know, but when somebody says to you, hey, you know, you as a Catholic, you as a Christian, and you're hanging around your buddies, I know you guys don't believe in abortion, but, you know, a woman does have a right to choose. You go, yeah, okay, a woman has a right to choose. She could choose to kill that thing or keep it. It was a Catholic. I only believe it's real. I believe it's a baby. I believe it's real life because my Bible, my Catholic Bible, my Christian Bible, my Judeo principles and scriptures say that's a life. I mean, technically, do you get to take, you know, this is a question that again, there's been probably half a dozen moms I've spoken with. And said, if it came down to your life or the baby's life, which one? And I had a couple moms say to me point blank, that'd be a hard one to choose because I have other kids to take care of. And a couple moms said, flat out, mine, of course. The baby stays. Right? And what does the Bible say? Hey, Mika! No, she's not around, is she? What's the Bible say? No greater love does a man have for another but to lay his life down for the other one. That's selflessness. Don't you love these people? And most of these people talk about feeding the poor, taking care of the you know, those in need. They're mega buck rich. What are they doing with their money? You know, every year when they do those surveys, when they do the they put out the numbers. It seems that more and more and more and more and more and more, it's the conservative, I won't say Republicans, but it's the conservative side of the House that gives the majority of the money. And it ain't because they're rich. Some of them don't have anything, they have no money at all. But they give it because the Bible, some of them, because the Bible tells you to give it. Not of the abundance of your wallet, but how? Of the abundance of your heart. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. If you're staying on, we'll be back in a little bit. If not, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.